家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, it's Adam.
你嗓子还好吧？
I'm okay. I have a question.
What is it?
Did it hurt when you fell from the sky? Because you're an angel?
听到这样的话我不置可否。
It's not the best pickup line out there, but some of them aren't as PG as others.
你前面问我说 Did it hurt when you fall from the sky? Because you're an angel.、
Mm-hmm.
从天上摔下来疼不疼、
mm.
因为你是一个天使。
Right.
你如果用你这个很有磁性的嗓音再说一遍我觉得这个效果
不错。Okay, I'll try a different one. Try a different one. Jenny,I love the alphabet, but I would really love to rearrange the alphabet. I would love to put you and I together. Right?
没有好很多，但好一点。好 ，Sorry， 我们今天其实要讲的这个，刚刚 Adam 说的都是一些很肉麻的，然后非常老套的英语叫 pick up lines，
right，
是吧？一些搭讪的话啊。Mm-hmm. Which, to be honest, 英语说到 pick up lines or someone's trying to pick someone up， 我觉得挺 sleazy 的，就是。不太正经，就这种男的 you should stay away from them.
Right, 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 right. Now, the reason why we're talking about this today is because a lot of people have been asking us about this phrase or acronym PUA.
这个是这两年在国内开始出现的一个名词啊 which comes from English, of course, and it stands for...
Pickup Artist.
Artist, 我们觉得艺术家很好啊 but not if you are a pickup artist.
Right, right, right. There's a lot of words in English that could go before artist that aren't always so positive.
对，好，那这个 pickup 的意思就是我们刚刚说的搭讪啊什么，而且通常就是有点图谋不轨的啊 you know, questionable intentions. 那Pickup artist 就是一个、哎、很老手就经常做这种事情的男的是不是、
right.
好那这两年在国内这个 PUA 呢说的也是这种反正不怎么样的人啊。但最近这个词我看到它出现前面搭了另外一个概念是职场 workplace、
mm. But as this old sleazy pickup artist all I really understand isis picking people up in bars. I don't really understand what this, like, is it coworkers? What's going on here?
我后来读了一下，就是不是说搭讪他，而是说 insult 他。
Okay.
侮辱他，欺负他，在职场上面打压他。
So what did he do?
Well, the boss basically, you know, in front of other coworkers, 那个老板就说他很丑啊 you know, he was calling her ugly, 然后说 you have no future in showbiz, 你没有未来、mm. you don't know how to sing, you don't know how to dress, 就是、mm. you know, putting her down, 真的就打击他的自信心。但是呢，有的时候，哎，又会体现出说You know, I see so much potential in you. I believe in you.
Okay.
忽冷忽热，有的时候好，有的时候坏，就是特别的 torture， 很折磨他。
Okay, so what was the goal here? Was the goal? I still don't really get the pickup part. Like, is this the word we should be using?
对我自己也感觉因为英文说你 pick up artist 就是那个说在酒吧里面搭讪的那种很 sleazy 的、
right.
对不对很闲适的那种喊 set low 还呀但是呢这个刚刚讲到的这个我觉得比较像英文里面还有一个词
gaslight
对就 gaslight、mm, 这个词
okay that's yeah that from this description that was the word that was running around my head
好因为前面说的很多他的一些行为就是在精神上折磨或者控制员工对不对、mm. 那精神上去折磨和控制别人这当然你可以说 to control them manipulate them
manipulate is the word that,
对
that they most often put together with gaslight or gaslighting
但这几年呢在英语世界一个比较红的词就是 Adam 说的这个 gaslight、
oh, they're gonna say just like Adam does
no
it's like I am a yeah you can call me a con artist you can call me a scam artist but I have never been a gaslight artist
但我觉得要跟大家解释一下 gaslight、why does it come to meanWhat it means 因为 gas 不就是我们煤气、mm-hmm. 对吧然后 light 是灯啊、
right.
然后 gaslight 是以前那种煤油灯
Right
Then why does it mean to control someone like manipulate someone
Because back in the days when people used gaslighting there was a movie It actually came from a play, if I recall correctly.
对，这个 movie 呢是一个四十年代的老电影，是英格丽宝曼演的，对吧？
Right, Ingrid Bergman.
然后这个电影的名字就叫 Gaslight.
Right, and the basic plot was that there was a husband controlling his wife,
对，
and telling her that she was crazy.
是的，是的，就这个电影的情节，反正他这个老公就是。精神上控制他，折磨他，然后把他最后像要逼疯了一样。
Right, 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 right. So, I mean, going back to what that boss was doing to this girl group singer,
yeah.
and comparing it to the husband in this movie, you guys might think of an English phrase or playground chant, which is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But that's not the way it works in the real world, because if you're always told, hey, you're ugly,You're ugly, you're ugly. Then you are going to internalize that.
对，就是如果一个人经常跟你这样说，对吧？你一文不值，你怎么那么笨？你怎么没有未来？
Right.
这可能你自己本身没有任何问题，但如果你的环境每天就接收这样的信息，像 Adam 说，你就会 internalize， 就会把它变成自己内部的这个想法，说，哎呀，我就是这样的。
Right, right, right. And then the way that sort of seals the deal is.Like Jenny said before, sometimes they don't do that. Sometimes they don't say you're extremely ugly. Sometimes they say, you know, hey.
他还是会可能再给你尝点甜头，就像一些说abuser.
It is, yeah, they're abusers.
是啊 abuse 就是虐待，有 physical abuse, 肢体的虐待，然后还有这种我们说 mental abuse.
Right, right, right. So if it's always the same thing, it's not going to have the same effect as...most of the time being one way, right?
对，就是他90%的时间或者更95%都是折磨你，但是可能5%，哎，他出其意料的很温柔啊，很什么，然后就给你假的希望 ，false hope,
right?
是吧？好，那 gaslight 再回到那个词啊，虽然电影很老，但这个词这几年就被别人好像出土文物一样的挖掘出来，and it became like this really hot word,
right?
Because
people are in terrible relationships.
对 in reality, this gaslighting situation is actually pretty common.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, at home or whether it's at the workplace.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing. I think people get the fact that it's at home, and now more people are realizing that this isn't just the boss from hell. or maybe it is. It's always been the boss from hell, but this is like a new tactic.
啊，是。刚刚 Adam 说的Boss from hell. 当我们听到一个什么人是 from hell 的时候呢，你就 hell 是地狱嘛。
It's not good.
对，所以英文就是说这个，比如地狱老板，
right.
非常差的，
hell
对不对？
Boss.
非常恐怖的啊。So you can say someone is a boss from hell.
A date from hell. That would be a very bad date.
约会的这个人是 from hell 啊。当然。职场啊，不一定是 boss from hell， 有一些同事 coworkers，
right， coworkers from
hell， 对，或者我们也会听到 workplace bullying，就像 school 有 school bullying， 霸凌欺负人家，对吧？职场也有啊，所以说到职场呢，英文里我们基本上比较对应的是 workplace。
workplace， yeah。Sometimes we say work environment，but that's a really long word，two words actually。So workplace works just fine。
是。那 I think we can call it workplace gaslighting。
Yeah。
是吧？
Sure。
然后 gaslighting 这个词又是 noun， 又是个名词，又是一个动词，所以你可以说 ，you know， my boss has been gaslighting me。
You too？
没有，我 boss 非常好。我有没有你觉得我是 boss from hell 吗？我在 gaslight 你吗？
You told me I was extremely ugly and not fashionable at all.
我从来没有 put you down. Put someone down 就是让把他踩得很低，是不是？
Right.
我都是说我们的主播太棒了。
Right.
I feel so lucky that I can work with you guys.
As soon as that record button is off, it's going to be you're so ugly.
没有，天天拍我们主播马屁。
Your voice is so bad.
没有。我是真的很 sincerely 真心的觉得 对是咱们同事都特别好
Jenny is the boss not from hell Jenny is the boss from heaven because she is not bossy, and she does not boss people around.
哎，前面你的几个用法特别值得教大家啊，因为 we all know boss 是老板，是一个人，但这个词其实也可以变成形容词或者动词短语。
Right, so the verb form is pretty useful because anybody can boss people around, but bossy is really only used for girls.
That's so unfair, so sexist.
Double standard that exists in society. Yeah, because if a man is bossy,You see him as
a man.
He's a man.
Manly,
he's confident and something. If a woman, you know, tells everybody what to do, she's a little bossy.
对，就哎呦那么烦，对不对？就像
boss from hell.
是是是，很 bossy 是 negative 的，
right.
对吧？啊，哎，那怎么形容？比如有老板，他下面还有员工和下属嘛 ？So the boss and.
So there is a word subordinate. And if you work in HR, you probably use words like subordinate quite often. But in our daily lives, we'd probably just say the boss and the employees.
Employees, 对。而且我觉得 subordinates 这个词啊，这两年也觉得不是那么政治正确，因为 sub 是下属下级嘛，就让你感觉他们是你的 you know, 就不是那么平等。所以 employees 啊什么好像感觉更好一点是吧诶我们前面讲了很多这个职场 gaslighting 的 signs, 啊什么样具体的这个 behavior, 行为。我们现在再具体的来说一下吧像刚刚讲到的操控精神上操控别人控制别人。
So you manipulate them, like, I guess mentally?
对 ,manipulate 和 control 都是控制的意思是吧
?Right.
但 manipulate 我觉得更多就是用在这种 you know, 很 evil 的你要去在精神上去操控别人。Mental manipulation. 然后可能给员工洗脑 ,brainwash them, 对不对
?Yeah, just keep that in mind, guys. Brainwash, not wash brain.
是 brainwash, 是这个顺序啊。好然后还有一个会打压压制员工因为我后来看了很多相关的报道就是别人说哎呀我的老板也是这样的就是会让我觉得我自己一文不值啊然后我做了一个什么做出成绩以后老板都是邀功说是自己做的根本不会 recognize 我。
So like suppress?
对压制打压啊 suppress, 让他们在职场没有更好的发展。看了那么多的报道以后让我觉得 you know, I feel really bad for people who are in this kind of situation.
Seriously.
对因为我自己 very lucky, 就是不管是以前为别人工作还是自己创业以后我碰到的老板同事都非常 supportive, 非常的 nurturing.如果遭遇到这种职场 PUA, 这种职场 gaslighting, 一定要走。Of course, it could be hard because, you know, they're mentally manipulating you,
right,
是吧
right, right, right.
But hopefully, you know, by bringing this to light, 既然大家对这个有认识了以后 you know that should not be happening, and you know that you need a way out.
Right.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那对于我们今天分享的这个话题大家有什么样的意见和想法呢都欢迎在节目的留言专区告诉我们。Okay, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.